are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a 40-year-old gentleman has overdosed on caffeine mints. Now, we talk about caffeine a lot. We don't really talk about overdose as often as we should. It's kind of easy to overdose on caffeine. He dies from eating energy mints. And the big push now on the market is going to be these energy caffeinated toothbrushes and caffeinated gum and caffeinated mints. You need a boost. Rather than you going to get some chocolate or some soda, you could pop a mint in your mouth. So while we're trying to force people to eat less and move more towards a less obese society, many people are going to compensate by going to caffeinated type products. And that could be bad. So we're going to talk about that. All right. Then we have a grandmother who is suing her family for not taking care of her. Did you know that there are some states that mandate that we take care of grandma and grandpa? All right. Should that be? So we'll talk about that. All right. Then we have metal and aluminum in popular baby milk formulas. We need to talk about that. Apparently, we have a study that Maine appears to be the top of the list of heaviest drinkers, not Nevada. Like people think Nevada doesn't really seem to top a lot of these lists like people would think. And then we have super lice, which is a problem in Pittsburgh schools. What do we do with super lice? Super lice. Not tonight. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I don't know who lives in the Las Vegas area, but a lot of you guys are on the internet right now, and it's really screwing me up. So right now I'm looking at a big, nasty hourglass. So we're going to have to talk about another story I have ready until that hourglass goes away. Honestly. Okay, so we'll talk about the drinking story because that I don't have to wait for an hourglass. What the hell? You know, I used to print all my stories. I went through trees, Amazon rainforests of paper to print my stories plus my notes for the show. And then I said, the heck with that. We're going to protect the environment. I'm going to turn green. Everybody's going to love me. And you see what happens? I get stuck with an hourglass. Okay, so very interesting. There was a study of 5,200 Americans on Intoxication Nation, and they found that Maine appears to be the state with the top drinkers. Now, you know, you would also think maybe Alaska. Now, Alaska has had an alcohol problem. According to this, and again, it's only 5,200 Americans, but still. But they say people who live in Washington, D.C. have the worst hangovers. They say Wyoming, then Alaska, and Delaware are also home to the nation's heaviest drinkers. Huh. See, no, you don't see Nevada. So give us a break, people. You don't see Nevada. All right. They say the amount of drinking in each state does not correlate with the painful after effects of hangovers. Now, we talked about hangovers this week because what headline did we have in the news this week regarding hangovers? How Sprite, I guess Chinese researchers had found that Sprite appears to be the most successful in preventing hangovers. We talked about how alcohol was converted to acetaldehyde, and the acetaldehyde had to be converted to acetate. And we talked about the whole conversion of the chemistry. And the acetaldehyde is the most guilty, shall we say, or is the product most responsible for causing hangovers. And they found that Sprite seem to allow the acetaldehyde to quickly metabolize to acetate quicker. So you add less acetaldehyde around your system. Makes some sense. Sprite. Now, it would be interesting to do a study of people drinking maybe 7 and 7 versus 7 and Sprite versus rum and Coke versus strawberry daiquiri versus tequila shots and see who seems to get the less hangover. But they didn't tell us how much to drink of Sprite. They just said they found that Sprite appeared to be associated with less hangovers. Pretty cool stuff. So we talked about hangovers. Many of you had also given your hangover cures, talking about hair of the dog. We talked about what hair of the dog meant, right? Adding more alcohol to your drinking alcohol. It's called hair of the dog. You'd get bit by a dog in the olden days, so you wouldn't die of rabies. People would put the hair of the dog that bit you on the wound. Whether it helped or not is beyond me, but that's where hair of the dog came from. And so drinking extra alcohol to help the alcohol, nothing we doctors recommend at all. We recommend the best cure for a hangover is not to drink. See? Now, so, but we talked about sex, we talked about hydration, we talked about Gatorade, we talked about tomato juice, we talked about banana bags, so listen to my old show for that. All right, but they say people in Wisconsin, Utah, Rhode Island, and Missouri, okay, is it Missouri or Missouri? I keep on getting corrected every time I say Missouri, so Missouri, even though there's an I, who knows? Maybe it's Dutch. May not be the heaviest drinkers, they say. That's very interesting. All right, let's see. Beer is the most popular drink. Tequila is the top cause of hangovers. I don't like tequila. I've had a tequila sunrise because I really wanted my orange juice. You know, there was no orange juice, but there was tequila sunrise. So I had to have a tequila sunrise to get the orange juice. And then there was a cherry, so I figured I'd get some of my vitamin C. But I'm not a huge fan of I think it's cool. I think making any alcohol out of cactus is brilliant, but I'm not a fan. All right, so this survey was carried out by the makers of Blowfish for hangovers. All right, so hangovers has been in the news a lot. So the top states that drink the most are Maine, Wyoming, Alaska, Delaware, Washington, D.C. And according to Daily Mail, the ones that complain of their headaches and hangovers the most are Washington, D.C., Wisconsin, Utah, Rhode Island, and Missouri. The average American says they drink 277 drinks per year, but they actually drink 819 drinks per year. You guys are underestimating your alcohol, which is something I really complained, I can't use the word I want to use, really griped about the other year, where many of you don't think you fall under the moderate or heavy use of alcohol category when you do. Hey, you'll say, oh, Dr. Dahlia, I only have two glasses of wine a night. My cardiologist said it was fine. Yeah, but I've seen wine glasses. They've changed. Rather than it being the cute little baby wine glass, like Dixie cup size, now these things are big sucker goblets. And as you cook, you take some wine. As you eat, you take some wine. As you watch TV, you take some wine. So you end up having about 4 or 5 glasses. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Pack 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of 2 families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Dan, who is working the dials today, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Remember, you can follow us on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia, on the Dr. Dahlia Show on Facebook, and Dr. Dahlia on Twitter. Boy, I sound redundant. Okay, Robbie wants to know, Doctor, why can't you orgasm while you're drunk, and why are women more horny when they drink? How am I supposed to know? Listen, I've been married for 17 years, okay? Those days are long in the past. Okay, orgasm for men, orgasm for women, completely different with alcohol, okay? I had to actually, over the break, look that one up. I had no idea that there is something called a vaginal photoplethysmograph. Apparently, a vaginal photoplethysmograph measures vaginal blood volume. Because apparently, the female orgasm may actually not be as inhibited as you think based on vaginal photoplethysmograph studies. See, you know, there's a researcher for everything, isn't there? Let's go to the men. Men, we know alcohol is a suppressant. It's a depressant. Men do not do well with alcohol. Alcohol and men do not mix. Ladies, if you thought men were illogical, right, and didn't use deductive reasoning when they were sober, just give them some alcohol. But Okay? It's partly because of their testosterone. Apparently, alcohol seems to decrease levels of testosterone, and according to one study, they found that alcohol intoxication produces a significant degradation in, in male masturbatory effectiveness called MME. So men's MME is significantly degraded. Now, one thing you can do, if you want to dissuade your male partner from drinking, is tell him that the alcohol could significantly degrade his male masturbatory effectiveness. And most men will say, oh, well, then hell no. Now, how did they deduce this one? They said the degradation was measured by the blood alcohol concentration and, get this, an ejaculation latency. How many of you have had your ejaculation measured to see if it was latent or not? Okay? Not a bad idea. Now, alcohol intoxication, what I noticed, is it decreased sexual arousal. Men don't seem to get as horny. Women do. Women's testosterone and even estradiol rises when they drink. Men don't. So whenever I was out on a date, if the guy was drinking, he really didn't seem to be that attracted to me. Okay, now mind you, yes, I had a unibrow and, you know, I kind of wore sports bras a lot, so I uniboobed it. And I understand I wasn't the most attractive, but still. Men seem to have a completely opposite effect of alcohol, but, okay, not only could they have difficulty with their orgasm, difficulty attaining it, but then also difficulty with even being pleasured by the whole thing. Now, again, this isn't personal studies, okay? Personal studies, if I did a study on my own, right, we won't go there, okay? Wouldn't it be publishable? You can't have just all negatives with no controls. Now, alcohol and sex in women. For women, we may have an increase in testosterone, an increase in estradiol, but they may not be so much getting horny. Some women will get, quote-unquote, more aroused, okay, if they drink. What alcohol seems to do is decrease inhibition in women. Now, in men, when we go back to the men and sex, men increase aggression. Not testosterone induced, just the alcohol causes aggression. So many men, if they have sexual intercourse, it may not be a more lovey-dovey. You may not, you know, don't expect a lot of foreplay. It's going to be more to do the deed. And that would be more of an aggressive induction of the sexual act. Now, I'm not saying rape all the time, but still, it could later lead to that. But for some men who get drunk, the sex has nothing to do with arousal or love or wanting to make you feel like you're the princess or however we, you know, Princess Leia or whatever fantasy we have that day. It's more just to kind of do the deed, more of aggression. Okay, women, their guard is down a lot of times with sex. So they will, if they did have a tendency to be towards somebody, they would. This idea that a woman would have sex with somebody she is completely not attracted to, they do this a lot on TV. Like, I was watching the Mindy Project the other day. I love the Mindy Project. I think it's great. But I guess she wanted to have sex with her nurse, the male nurse. Okay, and nobody wants to have sex with a male nurse. Apparently, he never gets any. All right, you have to be completely deliriously alcohol intoxicated to want to, as a woman, have sex with somebody that isn't even you're attracted to. Okay, but if you do have any attraction towards that person, your inhibitions will be low. So you see how there's that fine line? Okay, are we done? Or what, you want more photoplethysmograph? Okay. All right. The reason why they used a photoplethysmograph, right, because they could, is they looked at female orgasm under the influence of alcohol. Orgasmic latencies were measured using the vaginal photoplethysm, to measure blood volume. That's all I got on this. I'm reading this from Wikipedia. I had to look up something quick on the break. Sorry, guys. If any of you guys have ever used a vaginal plethysmograph to figure out what is needs to be done, please school us. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so to put some closure on this study on drinking, they said America's most popular drinks are beer, vodka, and red wine. Then the top hangover culprits, the top causes of hangovers were tequila, vodka, and red wine. Okay? So, If you want more information on how to deal with hangovers, listen to my old show, or one of my older shows this week, my old show. Okay, I don't really like repeating myself. I repeat myself all the time when it comes to Obamacare. I don't want to keep doing this. Now, let's talk about caffeine overdose. So let's find this gentleman. I'm sitting here trying to scroll. Boy, is this computer crappy. This is ridiculous. You would think after 5 years, well, almost 5 years of radio, I would have some better equipment here. Okay, here we go. A painter, John Jackson, died after he ate Hero Mints. Now, I don't know if Hero Mints is sold in the States. I think it's sold in Europe. And Hero, the guy was only 80 years old. And he bought these Hero Mints. From what we understand, the family said he had no idea that he was consuming dangerous quantities of caffeine. The coroner said that it was caffeine overdose. I guess each mint contains 80 milligrams of caffeine. Now, 80 milligrams of caffeine kind of equates to, I believe, a Red Bull, a very strong cup of coffee. Each tin contains 12 mints. So you do the math. See, whenever somebody says you do the math, it's because they don't want to do the math themselves because they don't want to show. Okay, I'll figure out 12 times 80. Okay, well, ignore the zero. 12 times 8 would be 696, 960 milligrams of caffeine. Now, what is toxic for caffeine? Now, 960 milligrams, I don't think he just ate that. Okay, many people take in about 300 milligrams a day of caffeine. I'm under the impression that what's toxic when it comes to caffeine could be anywhere from 5 grams, 10 grams. It really depends on the person. In mice, or rats, I should say, they found that 192 milligrams per kilogram. Okay, so let's say it's 0.2 and you are 100 kilograms. Okay. That would be 500, right? 0.2. Oh, please. Really? Gosh. I went up to calculus 3, biostatistics, analytical math, and I can't multiply point. See, because 0.2 grams, milligrams times 100 kilograms per kilogram, 100.220. No. Well, you know what? But that's a rat. Never mind. Ignore that. Okay. So, caffeine overdoses. What are the symptoms of caffeine overdose? Let's say you're hanging out with a buddy, and they, like I said, on the market, we're going to be having caffeinated toothbrushes, caffeinated gum, caffeinated tampons. Everything is going to be, everything. Yeah, I know. I would overdose on that one. Okay. Everything. I'm waiting for menopause, people. Once I get through, I'm sure you will be just as relieved when I hit menopause as I will be. For those joining us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Have any of you ever drunk caffeine to the point where you almost overdosed? All right, what? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I get patients all the time coming in with nausea, anxiety, throwing up, inability to sleep, palpitations, vomiting, dizziness, sweats, nervous, panic attacks. And I go, well, how much did you drink? How much coffee did you drink? Oh, I just had a couple cups. Now, what kind of cups? Big gulp cups? You know, some of you guys, you take these big-ass thermoses to work, and these suckers contain a lot of caffeine. We'll talk about the amounts when we get back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early, vote often, through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com, good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com, that's freezedryguy.com, to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we are discussing this gentleman, 40 years old, who overdosed in Europe on these caffeinated mints. And as caffeinated products are going to be coming on the market, more so able to be at our kids' disposal, we could see more and more overdoses of caffeine. We've talked about caffeine, and we've talked about these energy drinks and putting people into atrial fibrillation and then causing cardiac death. Pretty scary stuff. And, you know, we talked about the maximum lethal doses of caffeine. I'm hearing anywhere from 5 milligrams to 10 milligrams a day, which would be 5 grams to 10 grams. So that would be, what, 5,000 milligrams? Okay, now that's a lot. I mean, you would have to drink a lot. But what is the caffeine content of a lot of food? So I'm looking here at CSPI.net. And that's the Center for Science in the Public Interest. So, for example, there's a Dunkin' Donuts coffee with Turbo Shot. Did you guys know about this? That is a 436 milligram dose. That's a large 20 fluid ounces, 436 milligrams of caffeine. Starbucks coffee, the Venti or the Grande, 330, 415 milligrams caffeine. Depend on which one. I forgot to say respectively. All right. Regular Starbucks coffee, tall, 12 fluid ounces, 260 milligrams of caffeine. Panera coffee, 189 milligrams of caffeine. All right. I don't really drink coffee, so this doesn't. McDonald's coffee, 133 milligrams of caffeine, large. A lot of you love the taste of McDonald's coffee and Dunkin' Donuts coffee. I just can't tell the difference because I just don't like coffee. Now let's look at tea. Some of you like a spot of tea. Apparently, Starbucks has this Tazo Awake. Not sure what that means. Tazo, I don't think it's Spanish, so I can't figure it out. 135 milligrams of caffeine with your Grande. Grande, I get. Grande is big. Snapple Lemon Tea, 62 milligrams of caffeine. All right, so not a lot, but, you know. Herbal tea that's brewed, zero. Zero caffeine in herbal tea. Arizona iced tea, which is green, 15 milligrams. Let's look at soft drinks. Many of you guys like to do the do. You do the do because of the caffeine in Mountain Dew. 54 milligrams of caffeine. 20 ounces would be 90 milligrams of caffeine. Mountain Dew used to beat everybody until Pepsi Max. Pepsi Max came to 69 milligrams of caffeine. Pepsi Max. I didn't realize Pepsi Max was higher caffeine. Regular Pepsi is 38. So why would Pepsi Max be twice? I thought Pepsi Max was supposed to not have, I thought it was supposed to be like a Coke Zero. I'm confused. I don't even know. I don't really drink a lot of Pepsi products. Now, what's the FDA official limit for caffeine? 71 milligrams. So Pepsi Max comes in right under the wire. Root beer, zero. You're pretty good with root beer. Unless you take Barks root beer, 23 milligrams. A&W root beer. A&W root beer, I don't know where that is. I don't drink A&W root beer because I really hurt my pinky and my thumb trying to hold those stupid cans in the 70s that I don't even go anywhere near A&W root beer because that was so stupid. Dr. Pepper, I never really liked the taste, but I did like the song, right? I'm a pepper, you're a pepper. I really miss jingles. I really wish commercials would come back with jingles because there is nothing for me to sing these days. Energy drinks, Jolt, 280 milligrams of caffeine, Rockstar Citrus Punched, 240 milligrams of caffeine, 5-hour energy, a 1.9 fluid ounce, 208 milligrams of caffeine. Now, mind you, we talked about why caffeinated beverages are so much more dangerous than other forms of caffeine because you drink these pretty quickly. You chug these suckers, whereas your coffee is hot and you need to sip it slowly so your body could absorb it slower rather than a Red Bull. You could slam an 8.4 fluid ounce Red Bull in two gulps, 80 milligrams of caffeine. Now, Ocean Spray has a Crayon Energy. Did you guys know that? That there's Ocean Spray Crayon Energy, 55 calories per 20 fluid ounces. Now, what about snack foods? Well, more and more snack foods now have caffeine. There's a candy called Crackheads. Did you guys know about this? Crackheads, one box, a 40-gram box, 600 milligrams of caffeine. Now, I'm going to be watching Gravity, the movie Gravity. And I like to, you know, sneak in my candy. Yeah. I would not. There is no way I would have any caffeine because I want my kids to fall asleep after the movie. I want them to watch the movie and then go to sleep and leave me alone so I can watch the rest of the Breaking Bad episodes I TiVo'd. There's no way in hell I would give them any caffeine. There's something called Wired Waffles at 200 milligrams a pop, Perky Jerky. You could get beef jerky with caffeine in it now, 150 milligrams per caffeine, Cracker Jack D, potato chips, Jelly Belly Extreme Sport Beans, Jolt Gum, Alert Gum, and get this, Blue Diamond Almonds, roasted coffee flavor. Now, why would you screw up an almond making it taste like coffee? 25 milligrams of caffeine. Now, what about ice cream? Baskin-Robbins Jamocha ice cream, 20. Jamocha is not the same as Jamaica. 20 milligrams of caffeine. Bang caffeinated ice cream. It's called Bang. 125 milligrams of caffeine. Starbucks even has a coffee ice cream. Why not? 45 milligrams of caffeine for 4 fluid ounces. I eat 4 fluid ounces of 1 spoonful. All right. I don't eat ice cream, so let's skip that. Now let's get to chocolate. Thank you. Hershey's milk chocolate bar. 1.6 ounces of milk chocolate, only 9 milligrams of caffeine. Thank you. That is why I am such a fan of Hershey's milk chocolate. Thank you. Thank you. Starbucks hot chocolate, 25 milligrams. Now, what about over-the-counter pills, like your Nodos? Everybody in college was on Nodos. I didn't want to go there. I had no way I didn't want to go there. 200 milligrams of caffeine. Excedrin migraine, 130 milligrams of caffeine with two tablets. I got to tell you, those Excedrin migraines, they really work for my migraines. You know, I don't know why you all are like, Lortab, Vicodin, just, oh my gosh, the Excedrin migraine is a wonder drug, but can't take it if you have high blood pressure, kidney disease, liver disease. Now, another drug that should probably be on my list is Midol Complete. Now, when I was in high school requiring the Midol, they only had Midol. I wonder what Midol Complete means. Maybe it kind of comes with some chocolate. Maybe it comes with a bottle of tequila or something. I don't know. But Midol Complete, I'd like to know what's in that package. Boy. Okay. So did we review enough of this? Can we move on? A lot of caffeine. Watch your caffeine. Try to avoid 5,000 milligrams. That is toxic and could kill you. But remember, it all depends on your liver. It all depends on the way you metabolize things. So don't sit there and try to do the math. Okay? I don't want you to try to do the math. Now, let me move on to this story. Very interesting. All right. A grandma in China is suing her children because they are not taking care of her. Okay, now, I know, imagine. All right, apparently 94-year-old, it's Quang Xing's mother-in-law. Okay, she is known, I don't know if I have her name. She is known as the woman who is suing her children for not taking care of her. Now, apparently, a few countries like India, Singapore, France, and Ukraine require adult children to financially support their parents. 29 U.S. states, I thought there was 30, but they say 29 U.S. states have similar laws. The thing is most of these states don't enforce it, or many people don't realize they could sue their kid. In China, I guess more than 1,000 parents have sued their children for financial support over the last 15 years. In December, the government amended its elder care law to require that children also support their parents emotionally. Children who don't visit their parents can be sued by mom and dad. Did you guys know that in China? If you don't visit your mother-in-law or your mother, I don't know. In some cases, you don't know who's worse. You could be sued. Now, some of you may think this is a great idea. You're like, well, good. Because then the government doesn't have to take care of the elderly. The kids have to take care of the elderly. All right? Put the responsibility on the people. But for some of us, we really can't stand 5 minutes in the room with our family. What do we do? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Should you be sued for not taking care of your mom and dad? 1-877-362-3254. Call it now.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about Oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register-required states.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, many states have laws where you need to take care of your parents. If you don't take care of your parents, they could sue you. From what I've heard, there are 30 states in the United States that actually have those laws. Now, many of these states don't enforce them. There's a lot. Now, America is a much different country than many of these other countries. And that in a lot of other cultures or countries, parents live on the same street as their kids. Parents live with their children. It's just a much different culture. In America, it still even shocks me that many children are in a completely different country from their parents or on a completely different side of the country. Okay? I mean, when I grew up, I was consistently told, okay, almost on an everyday basis, that I needed to go to college because I was going to have to help support the family. And it was just my duty. My parents helped their parents helped their parents, so I was going to have to help my family. And they even suggested that I, help my siblings, help my grandparents. If I was the lucky one to get to go to college, I owed it. And it was fine by me. I agreed. I thought if God gave me the opportunity, right, and the brain for me to be able to handle my studies and the luck for me to get into medical school and the ability to get the student loans and to, you know, hold jobs and make that happen, I do. I feel it's my duty. I mean, they gave birth to me. There was an egg. There was a sperm. They raised me. They took care of me. Yeah, I think that's due. All right. I've always kind of lived near my parents, not by choice. It just happened that way. I would have loved to live in New York. One of the things on my bucket list is to just, you know, get away, just do away with the car, just live somewhere, I don't know, in New York, right? Kind of like, you know, Friends or Seinfeld or whatever in the 90s, going downstairs to get my Chinese food or my pizza, right? Hanging out in a small apartment, no house, no worries about my air conditioning not working, no worries about, you know, the dog taking a dump, have a small apartment. I've just always wanted to do that. Never did that, all right? Went to school, moved back to where I originally came from, and it's kind of boring, right? You know, never traveled as much as I would like to. I would have liked to, but I've just always known I was going to have to take care of my family, and I have, and I'm not proud of it. It's just something you do. You don't become proud of something that you're supposed to do. For me, you have to. Now, we do, though, have very interesting types of behaviors I'm seeing with family members, whether it's my family, your family, a patient's family, where sometimes family members appear to be worse than enemies. And I hear stories and I see things where certain family members have done unto the person things that their worst enemy would have never done. And so family members will alienate themselves from their parents or their siblings, and they have every right to. Every right to. So in America, now, why is that? Is that in American culture or in Hispanic cultures, Israeli cultures, Italian cultures? Does that happen also? Do people who are very close-knit, everybody lives on the same block, do they backstab each other? Do they hit on each other's family members? Is that the norm, but nobody says anything or does anything about it? All right. Well, I think in America, we feel a little bit more empowered. So I'm seeing kids tell their parents off. Now, I always thought, okay, honor thy father and mother. I would be in deep, deep caca with the Lord if I ever did that, if I ever got into a fight with my parents. So I just always knew you had to honor them, etc. And yeah, I had some experiences with my parents that I thought I never would have. Okay, and I love them. And I'll always honor them, but I had opportunities to do that, and I didn't, because I was pretty religious, and I wouldn't have even thought to. But a lot of other people say, to hell with that, I don't need this, all right? Family is a detriment. Now, that stinks, because this is family that raised you, and then relationships fall apart, the kids scatter. And I can't tell you how many parents or grandparents I take care of as a doctor where they have no family support. I don't talk to my daughter. I don't talk to my son. I don't talk to my grandchildren. My daughter doesn't let me anywhere near my child or my grandchild. And you just see this whole dissolving of the family unit. No wonder there's so much divorce, and no wonder so many people don't want to get married. Marriage is at an all-time low. I mean, if this is what they think family is, no wonder. And so it's a very, very frightening trend that I'm noticing here in America. So, yeah, you know, lawyers could try to get involved, and lawyers could try to manipulate the situation, saying, well, if they gave birth to you and they're the biological father or mother, then they have a right to sue you. But what if your biological father or mother was never there? What if they never took care of you? What if they tried to hurt you? And you need to keep some separation between you two. What if they stole from you? What if they gambled your money away? What if, you know, and I'm not saying these are all excuses to not take care of your brethren, your family, etc. But there are many people that just, this would be a complete shock. They have nothing to do with their parents at all. Many of you have grown up in an idea that your parents are supposed to be taking care of themselves and all you have to do is worry about yourself. Yet I come from a family of very poor lineage where everybody was poor. So, of course, whoever was able to work took care of the family and put the money in the pot. So it's more of an old school way of thinking. All right? But I have to admit, my fellow family members don't think the same. Which is why I do most of the carrying financially. So, interesting. I mean, it's interesting. I see both sides of this. And, you know, would I ever sue my kids for not taking care of me? No. Am I going to, though, burden myself on them? Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. Do you guys know how hard it is to raise my two boys? Do you know the blood, sweat, and tears, you know, that go into raising these boys? Oh, there better be a payday. You betcha. If there's not going to be Medicare and there's not going to be Social Security, I only have two choices. One is to try to have more kids, and at 42 years old, my ovaries are already drying up. Or B, make sure I could squeeze any income out of my two kids to keep myself afloat. Right? I mean, that's why we have kids. We don't have kids for the dirty diapers. We don't have kids so we could go to their school play and hear the kids sing off key and then have to, you know, pretend clap like we like it. We have kids so somebody takes care of us later. Yeah, you bet your butt. No, I wouldn't sue them, though. They're my babies. You know what? I think they're just going to love me so much that they're going to want me to live with them. They're going to be like, you know what, Mama? I can't, you know, I got married, you know, but she is no you. And, yeah, I need to marry her because I have to have kids. But, Mom, you are the only woman in my life. And I need you to live with us just so I have complete harmony in my life. That's what I think my kids are going to want. Right? Do you want me to live with you later when you're grown up? No? Okay. Well, I will anyway. Okay. Good. 1-877-TALK-TOMMY. Yeah, my kid's in the studio with me. He's not going to be in the studio much longer. Boy's going to get kicked out of here. Okay. Oh, there's so much to talk about. Lice, super lice. Ooh, super freak. Lice are parasites that live on the hair and the scalp. They feed off human blood and heat. Okay? Now, lice will go after any sort of hair, whether it's clean, whether it's dirty. So don't try to keep your hair dirty so you don't get lice. But apparently in Pittsburgh, there is a super lice. And these super louse, is it, a louse and super lice. Oh, man, I can't even talk about the lice. Today's show, oh, no. All right, we'll have to talk about it next show. Oh, man. All right, guys, have a great rest of the day. Please follow us on Twitter and Facebook, but most of all, be safe. God bless. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.